Jennifer Streaks joins us now. We love when Jennifer's on from Insider. Jennifer, you wrote a recent piece about your own experiences going from a buyer to, or a homeowner, I should say, to a renter. And I've done this move too. And yours was enlightening. Thanks for joining us, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, it was an enlightening experience. It has been, I should say.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people had to do it. I did it because I wanted to sell my place. We needed a bigger place. I didn't want to buy again. I ended up buying again. But for a couple of years, I rented. And it wasn't like the sky was falling like a lot of people seem to make it seem sometimes, is it?
I know. I mean, you always hear from, you know, financial experts that renting is such a waste of money and you're not building equity and you're just throwing your money away. But that really, really is not the case. It's not a bad thing for your money at all.
Right. You can use it for other things. But let's get into some of the points you made. You had three kind of big aha moments. And one of them had to do with the costs that maybe we don't expect when we're homeowners that you don't have to worry about when you're a renter.
Right. I think that people, when they're buying homes, they just look into what is the monthly mortgage payment and the interest rate. But what they don't see are like hidden costs that are going to come up, maintenance, upkeep, a busted roof, the air conditioning unit that gets out of whack, or that washer dryer that goes on the fritz. And maintenance and upkeep on a home is a very real thing, and it can cost you a lot of money over the term of owning a home. And I think it's not talked about enough.
I agree. And I also think that people think, oh, if I put a new roof on, that's investment back into the property, which it is, but it's not like one for one. If you put $10,000 to get a new concrete slab in your garage, you don't get $10,000 of extra investment at the end of the day, usually. So you still are eating some of those costs. Obviously, renters don't have to deal with that. And renters also, as you point out, don't have to deal with kind of the fluctuating market. Dive into that a little bit for us.
You don't have to deal with it. I mean, right now we're seeing interest rates in terms of mortgages go up and up, and you are sort of like on the sidelines, not having to deal with that as a seller or as a potential buyer. You are out of that game, and you can sort of wait until the time is right for you to jump into the housing market if you want to. But if you're a seller and you're trying to sell your house, interest rates matter right now. If you're a buyer and you're trying to buy a house, interest rates matter. But if you're renting and you're happy with where you are, you're sort of like on the sidelines just watching it all pass you by.
It's a great point you bring up because I think we think about buyers when we talk about interest rates. But you're right. That seller that's bought a house that's locked in at a 3% or a 2.9%. And they don't like the house anymore. Maybe there's something wrong with it. They need to move. Now they have to be concerned about that selling process because of that 7.3% interest rates. All right, so kind of sum it up. Your third point I thought was a good one. Is it the American dream still to own a home, or is that at least diminishing a little bit for people?
I think that it is diminishing a little bit for people with inflation, student loans starting back up, and just everyday life just becoming so much more expensive. I think that quality of life is edging out what used to be marked sort of like barometers of achievement, like I own a house, I drive this kind of car. I think it really does come down to being able to pay my bills, eat well, I don't have bill collectors calling me, I'm living how I want to live, whether that's in an apartment, whether that's owning a home, but I don't have any financial stressors. And I can definitely see how that would be more important.
Yeah. And your stat that you brought up that for folks making over $150,000 a year, which is a great salary, from 2015 to 2020, people making 150 grand became renters 82% more in those 5 years. Became renters.
Yeah, definitely.
Not homeowners.
So it's called lifestyle renting. And they're making that choice. They are moving into amenity-rich luxury apartments where they don't have to do anything. When it's cold and it's rainy outside, they can go downstairs to the gym, or there's a movie room, or there might be even a cafe inside of the building. There's a rooftop pool. So they don't have to leave their apartment building to enjoy high-end amenities, and they're not doing maintenance and upkeep on a home. They're not worried about a mortgage. They're not worried about grass, you know, cutting outside, and they are just living, you know, sort of like a carefree life.
That's an option. All right, Jennifer, I'm glad we dove into this. We talk about home ownership a lot. It's important to talk about the positives of renting, too. As always, Jennifer, it's a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.